LA's hottest club is... Stay tuned for our discussion of RuPaul's Drag Race, All-Star Season 4, Episode 7, Queens of Clubs.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, 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 Drag Race fans. We are here in the AfterBuzz TV club. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo, woo! That's me scratching a record. I am your host, 123 Jackie B. I'm here with Mark J. Freeman, who is doing the saddest turn that I've ever seen.
Sorry. Hi, guys. It's Mark. I'm here trying to spin right round in my chair.
Jayla is in the house.
Hi, everybody. Are you thirsty?
And we have Ollie as well.
Hi, guys. I supplied the champagne today.
Yes. Cheers to Ollie. I supplied the plastic cup. Yes.
I'm not drinking because...
That's why they're not clinking.
The Titanic will go down faster the drunker I
get. I did have a drink and a shot before we started.
All right.
So
this is gonna be a fun
the
show.
Rule, since that is the case... I will only speak when spoken to.
You guys, it's a Drag Race AfterBuzz TV drinking game. So
oh, yeah. Okay,
if you're, every time Mark disobeys his own rules, take a drink.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the episode? I thought this was a really creative challenge. Mm-hmm. I was excited by a fresh new challenge.
Mm-hmm. I love design channels. I love design challenges. They remind me so much of, like Project Runway, and I just love seeing everyone kind of work as a cohesive unit. Well, some people work
some
as a
people,
cohesive
yeah.
unit, and I just thought it was really fun. It was very lighthearted, so everything's positive.
What's going on?
I just wanted somebody to hand me that paper.
I was actually reaching for my champagne. I was like, oh, sorry, you weren't talking to me.
I enjoyed the episode because, like, we've never seen this challenge before, so it's pretty new. I loved, like, I guess it was a comedy challenge too, in some way. So it was personality.
Yeah. It was a lot of things rolled into one. You had to have a lot of different. You had to have hosting skills. You had to have design skills. Comedy was in there as well. Mm-hmm. So, before we move on to our next topic, though, I just wanted to say thank you for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. For us to grow, we need your help. So continue to like and comment on both our YouTube channel and on our iTunes channel. Here on the Drag Race AfterBuzz TV panel, we give you a cool shout out to one fan at the end of the episode every week. So if you do that, if you like us and make a comment, you could get a shout out. But moving on. Any other thoughts, Mark, on the episode?
Oh,
she's so
I'd be
quiet.
Happy to tell you. I thoroughly enjoyed the episode. I thought everybody was wonderful and nobody should have gone home.
Are you feeling okay?
No.
Yeah.
This is not okay. I don't accept this. Lorraine, where are you, Lorraine?
I actually really did enjoy the episode. I actually thought it was a great challenge, and I will admit when they do great things... I thought it was a great challenge because it is something that drag queens have to do. Mm-hmm. Maybe not from start to finish creating the whole event, but I have a lot to say later, but that's all I'll say right now.
I also want to thank everyone who's joining us in the chat room. Yes. I see Japel, Theo Hutton, Bryce Mitchell, KenKen29. Thank you guys for tuning in every week, especially this week when Rent Live is happening and you're watching us instead.
Woo-hoo. Oh, thank
good,
you.
Good thoughts. You. Good thoughts.
I want my name to be Japel. That's a cool name.
It is a cool name. It's and Tom Apple G. and Jesus together.
And Tom G. I want that name too.
You could be watching Valentino sing live, but instead you're watching us.
So we thank you.
Bryce said, I assumed Mark was always drunk on set. Bryce, that is not a kind thing to say. My mother watches
it's
sometimes.
It's just every other episode.
Every other. The one I wasn't here. Wasn't drunk.
You were hungover. That's why you weren't here.
Ollie!
Exposed.
So the main challenge, we had Latrice come back, and then Latrice got to pair everyone off. So she picked her team. It was Trinity and Manila. And then she put Monet and Monique together and Valentina and Naomi mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. It didn't seem like... I thought the only one that... seemed kind of sabotagey was putting Valentina and Naomi together since it was kind of like a consensus that they were the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Not last week, but the week before.
Yeah.
So. They,
but Latrice was smart to get with the front runners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She wasn't going to put herself with anyone else because she's like, she knows the RuPaul curse, the comeback queen curse.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
When you come back, you're right out the door. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she broke that, which is
she did.
Good. Yeah.
I feel bad for Naomi, though, for having to work with Valentina. I'm surprised Latrice didn't put Monique with Valentina because they kind of have like a rivalry going on.
Yeah.
So. And, you know, Monique and Monet, they have like this friendship and they're always working together. I don't know. Like, I'm kind of like, I wish they wouldn't work together as much personally because it's kind of like, that's
but
like
I think that this challenge is right up their alley.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is something that they needed.
Mark, you can speak.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to raise my hand from now on. No, I was thinking, do you think, and maybe they'll say it at the beginning of next week's episode, do you think Latrice was being strategic in, like, trying to create issues, or she thought she was genuinely putting the best people together?
Best people together.
Yeah.
She's not nasty like that.
Yeah. See, I don't think so either. I don't think so either.
Because if she was, she would have done that.
Yeah.
She was more focused
I think she would have mentioned it, too.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
In the confessional.
Okay, I'm going to go back to my champagne.
So Valentina and Naomi did Club 96, which was supposed to be like Studio 54.
Club 96. Wait, can we all say it together real quick?
A little ASMR.
Club 96.
Ooh. Hands
which
down.
Was that was literally hot. The only funny part of their
I say hands down the best part of their thing was Naomi doing Club 96. I totally felt like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
he
yeah.
said that, I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah,
well,
it really
the
was.
Funny part of it to me was the show they had to do. The name that garment and they messed up. That was funny.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was terrible. So, it's just, I mean, it's interesting because you saw Valentina read the other teams were having like a shitty looking club and
right.
she was so concerned about the club looking nice that she didn't think about the concept
the
in
content
general.
And the concept.
Who did you say was this? You who were you referring to? Valentina?
Valentina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry,
she was shading that. The other teams for not having it look nice.
Right.
But there's the concept ended up being not as strong as the other ones.
Trunks doesn't look nice, but they do well.
Oh, I love Trunks.
I know, that's what
is
I'm
that
saying.
The one
I'm
with
like,
the hot
don't always judge
glass.
A book by its cover.
Yeah. That's the one with the hot bartenders, right? The shirtless hot.
Trunks?
Yeah.
Do they have?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm usually drunk when I go in there.
Isn't everybody?
Just stumble in there.
So, Naomi ended up fronting most of the work because, like, Valentina wasn't helping, like, write the script. And she was kind of, like, joking around while they were trying to, like, paint the set, which was funny to watch. But then you're thinking, like, if I was Naomi, I would probably be more, like, tense and visibly nervous because I would be like, dude, we need to get this.
Props to her for, like, kind of carrying that team.
Yeah.
I feel like Valentina went back into her old... Because she did kind of the same thing her season when she wasn't, like, studying the words. Like, she kind of just coasted through it, and that's what sent her home. So I feel like Valentina just, like, missed the mark this episode, so.
I think so, too.
I just felt bad
just
for her.
Just listening to her confessional, it was a lot of, I am the fantasy, I, and never once did she say we, you
right.
know?
Yeah. Right.
And I was just like, you didn't do nothing but paint a wall, barely, you know?
Yeah.
But the outfit was cute. The painting outfit. I wear that to church, to 7-Eleven. I wear that to Popeye.
You know what painting outfit I liked? I liked Manila's painting outfit. It was like a hot, like, Backstreet Boy
looking with the sleeves
like,
cut
off. Yeah.
I had to put this down. Latrice getting into the jumper.
Yes.
Deserves his own spinoff show. I would watch that forever. It was the best part of the show to me.
That was funny.
Hilarious.
I like Theo in the chat. He said production must have helped them with the sets, which is probably
true. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Did you see so if you go to when Monique and Monet were doing their sketching out, they had like markers on a board and then they show Manila's all like professionally printed out because she's a graphic designer.
Right.
I was like, uh-huh.
So Monet and Monique's, theirs was The Black Hole, which was like a mystery alien sci-fi thing going on. Mm-hmm. First off, I love that idea because anybody is going to want to go to a club called The Black Hole just for
Not me.
Mark's a lady. He goes to Trunks, but not The Black Hole.
When I'm drunk. Trunks only when I'm drunk.
So
every Tuesday and Thursday.
Any day that ends in a Y.
To me, their whole concept, if you look at just the concept, would be the most intriguing because I would want to be like, what's going on there? They have some sort of like alien baby display. Like,
I think theirs was the most creative. Like I said, this was right up their alley. They were able to shine. Nobody actually like talked over each other like Jersey Justice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which was surprising. Props to Monique because I feel like Monique does that. She kind of talks over her like partner a lot of the time. Yeah. But they vibe well together. They have a lot of chemistry.
Their outfits were great.
To me,
And did you notice they were black and yellow also?
Were they?
Monique and Monet's costumes were black and yellow. And the high people were all black and yellow. I noticed. When I watched it the second time, I went, oh, hold up.
Yeah. So they, I thought that must have been a yellow and black challenge.
Yeah. I wondered if they got cut or something. Yeah.
I also think that their outfits look better than their runways. I know we'll talk about the runways. Yeah. But also, I think they're the strongest MCs out of the bunch. So they did really well. I thought they were underrated. I was confused when Michelle said something along the lines of, what did she say? Like, was it outer space or was it alien themed? I'm like, what are you talking about, Michelle?
Isn't that the same thing?
Like, they kind of go hand in hand.
Michelle is not a
I'm finding myself saying this more this season. I don't know why, but I actually kind of agreed with her because I felt like it was a very, it was kind of like, let's create a theme that can be anything so we don't have to be as specific. We can kind of do this and we can kind of do that. We can kind of do this. So I think that was kind of her point. And I did kind of agree with it because it was like there was an alien baby that you could touch, but then there were moons and stuff. And then there, I don't know, it did seem a little, it didn't seem as cohesive as The Hive, which I know we will get into and I have notes about it. I liked it, and I agree. I think they were hosting wise. I thought they did a good job.
Mm-hmm. To me, that was out of all of the clubs, that was the most appealing. Mm-hmm. So I would have picked them as the winner, and we can talk about this later. But I do think that it was a little bit dick in the soup for them to not win over the Beehive team. Yeah.
Well, because this is like Latrice's redemption should be the name of the episode.
Yeah.
You come
exactly
back, you win the challenge, you do this, you do that, and then, you know, so.
Well, that being said, are we talking about the Hive now?
Yeah, so Trinity, Manila, Latrice, they had a Beehive theme, which on its face, the concept of a club as a Beehive, I was like, oh, I don't know how this is going to work. But when everything came together and you watched it, and then that ending with the release of the bees, I thought that was really funny.
Amazing. Yeah. I think that it's so funny. I see the meme. There was a meme like that with Oprah. And it's like, release the bees. And all the bees in the crowd was, I don't know, it's funny. I thought that was funny. So, yeah.
When I watched it the third time, I took these notes because I just thought, and this is my point, and I think when I do this, when I read this, it'll make my point of what I was talking about with Monique and Monet. There was, like, the honey, like, the set itself was just gorgeous. The honey dripping off the shelves, brilliant attention to detail. The design in general, the sweetest
hotspot. That was one of the things they said, like, to promote the club.
Oh, right, right. Like, and again, like, referring to the honey and the beehive, sweetest hotspot. Clever. What's the buzz all about? I just love that when the tree said. Sprawling luxurious space of 20 by 16 feet, which I thought was hysterical. Anytime somebody said honey, it fit the theme. It's the bee's knees, which they said multiple times. It's all the buzz, the bee teeny, the FIB, biatch. One of the most brilliant thing, Beasley, the VIB keeper, which
Why haven't we been using these?
I mean, and even to the stripping spelling bee, I just kept going, and it was just that attention to detail, and it was so specific, and not one thing didn't not match. Everything worked perfectly, and I think that that's why they won over the other two, because the other one I felt was just kind of so general.
Yeah,
black hole. You know what I mean? So
yeah, but they had a what was it? There was like a beam me up Scotty drink, and
I like that. It did correlate.
I think.
Yeah, there was a beam me up drink. The person serving it was Scotty. Like, it was like a space theme.
I know, but I just think that it was just, I just think the, it was just so specific and so, like, every single thing was so spot on. I don't know. It just seemed like it was so perfect. Like, there wasn't a flaw, in my opinion.
So then, having said that, don't you think all three of them should have won instead of just two of them? That was the other problem.
Well, that's
I had.
Not how the show goes, Jackie. They all three can't.
It's RuPaul's well, show. But I do she think all three.
But
win.
I do think it was kind of a punishment for Manila for because she was speaking, and I think we can all agree she was speaking over them, and she was kind of jumping over them and trying to outshine them, which is a competition, not a problem. But I think it was kind of their way of going. We're going to teach you a lesson here. And I think may have even been just to kind of snap her back because I do think she's getting a little.
Well, she's becoming a front runner now. She's right. been slaying the runway right. like week after week. And
yeah. So that's knows? Just
I feel like
my
Trinity.
Opinion.
Like, I love Manila. I want her to do well. But I feel like Trinity is kind of more of a front runner now at this point than yeah. Manila because she's like been doing the lip syncs like almost every single week.
Right.
So yeah. it's kind of like, they, I don't know.
Trinity yeah. will be the Katya of the season.
Will she, though?
Yeah.
I have a feeling, like, she has a good potential to win, I feel like. And I don't know if I want that to happen.
I feel like Manila might win just because having, like, a queen who's been on, yeah. like, involved with Drag Race so long.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I would like, as that. A brand thing. Yeah. yeah.
Hmm. Well.
So, any last thoughts?
Sorry, I lost the my computer died, so I'm switching over to my phone for the chat room. Sorry,
in
guys.
Black Hole's defense, I just feel like the Beehive, I thought they did great, but I feel like their like little gimmicks overshadowed like their MCing a little bit. Whereas I feel like Black Holes, they did a great job of kind of incorporating their themes and their themes not overshadowing their MCing. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. But they both did great, and so I'm glad either one of them would won. So I'm happy with Beehive winning. So there.
I do think that the Black Hole was built on Monet and Monique's personalities, and the Beehive was built more on the concept. So I totally yeah. agree with you there.
You're all winners.
Congratulations.
Oh, give them all a trophy.
So, any last thoughts on the main challenge before we move to the runway?
Absolutely do not.
Okay. So, runway, what did you think of Rue's outfit? I loved it.
I really liked it.
I love a good fuzzy arm.
I liked her hair.
Yeah.
Really I liked the fuzzy arm.
I liked the color.
I'm gonna give my kudos to RuPaul this season because I think this might be my favorite
outfit
RuPaul yeah. season yeah. of costumes.
Yes,
it's I don't know.
Put it on your calendar.
To the designer who makes sure that pink and blue is so harsh and it never like clashes with the color that Rue's mm-hmm. wearing, but it's still like bad on the eyes.
Yeah, mm.
it's so bright, but it's never like it never clashes. So yeah. kudos.
Yeah. So runway. The theme was Plastique Fantastique, which was weird to me because I was like, why wouldn't you have it be a club kid theme? It drives me crazy when the runway theme doesn't match the challenge.
Right. Although some of them were kind of club.
Yeah, some of them were, like Latrice's yeah. was very club kiddy.
Yeah.
So we have the looks?
Do we?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be coming
Ollie
soon.
Ollie brought us the looks.
I did my work. The now, looks. Where's my check?
Okay.
Where's my
so
check?
Latrice is the first one.
Amazing.
She has like a very like plasticky club kid outfit with balls coming out of her head and eyes on her shirt.
The latex company, I believe it's Venus Latex or something like that.
This was cool. I agreed with Michelle when Michelle was like, "This is one of my favorite things
hands
yeah.
down
ever done."
Yeah, yeah. hands yeah. down
for her. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
for her. Yeah,
because I was like, please don't be a pageant gal. Please
right,
don't be a pageant
I know
gal.
When she said she
and
brought
she
her all time favorite,
with that, and I was yeah. like, yes.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Loris from Dragula actually helped make this costume. So.
I love
Loris. Oh, yeah, Loris has worn that nice. Type of stuff too before. Oh, my gosh.
So the next one is Manila. This was my favorite one. I like. Out of all of them.
Jackie B.
This was my favorite
Jackie
one.
Jackie B.
Yes. Because I actually did love the spaghetti one last week. It wasn't my favorite because there were other ones that were my favorite, but this one. Was my favorite. I don't
she
know.
She was giving was, me Chi Chi Wong Fu realness.
Mm. She looks like probably one of my it least favorite, like I have that. To say.
The hair.
I just, it was too, there was too much. And I know she's usually so like spot on. I just, there was the things on the shoes and then the dress and then the headpiece and then the earrings. And I just, I wish it was just the dress and a simple shoe. I don't know. It was too much for me.
I liked the silhouette.
I loved the silhouette.
The unexpectedness of like this plastic dress, like cinched at the waist with a ribbon.
Yeah. I she gets
it
up.
Was a nice
thumb
I mean,
down.
Because my thing is, let's not be biased here. Because we let Alaska walk in a trash bag twice.
Yeah.
And we gagged over that. So I think
I did not.
Oh, you didn't gag
no,
over it?
No, Alaska, okay. I think is the worst dressed drag queen in history.
Yeah, I might.
I still don't understand why she's might agree an all-star. On that.
Okay, well, I started something over here.
I'm stepping away from the microphone to refill the champagne. Hey, I'll be right back.
You can get, a can you get mine, ASMR? Too?
I just need your glass. All
right.
So, yeah. Chi-Chi Tu Wong Fu for me. Yeah.
Next up was Trinity.
Oh, thank you.
That's Monet.
Trinity.
I mean, Monet. We can talk about Monet.
We can talk about Monet.
Talk about anyone.
Oh, that's Trinity. Yes. So Trinity had the bubblegum outfit.
I like the color.
Bubblegum.
The color's nice.
Stella.
Oh, thank you.
Stella.
Jayla.
Okay.
Oh, the color. What?
Bubblegum Ronis. I love it. The silhouette of it, the design, just all of it together. It's just amazing.
I liked it. I didn't love it. I liked
it. Is it like a mode? Is it? I don't know.
I liked her hair more than I liked the outfit, but that's just me. I think she looks gorgeous. I'm not saying it looks bad. I'm by no means giving it's a thumbs up. Just not like I'm not like floored by it. I love the hair. I want to know who does her wigs because every one of her wigs is so beautiful. Oh, I'm like, I want that
Chantel
wig.
Chantel Sparkles.
Gonna follow them on Instagram. Yeah. They're gorgeous. Her hair is absolutely flawless, and I'm jealous. Not that my personal hair isn't amazing.
Ollie, do you have any thoughts on the bubblegum?
I like the color. That's kind of it. It's not bad. I just don't have much to say.
Yeah.
What? Are y'all serious?
I like the color. It's I think of her markets
where I'm like, that's good.
It's good. It fit the challenge. She did well.
Yeah, I've seen better looks from Trinity.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a decent look, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
Next is Naomi, and this was my least favorite.
Yeah,
because she already did this.
I hate Dayglo Yellow.
She wore
yellow.
This already.
She's worn this outfit like 1,000 times where it's like some
she
tiny
wore
outfit.
Season 8. It was the cones with the color hair. It's like a recreation of this. Don't like it.
I didn't like it at first.
I didn't even think about that outfit because it was...
I was like, she wore this already.
I just feel like she keeps doing the same silhouette. It's like, these are my beautiful legs. We know you have beautiful legs. Now give us a different silhouette.
I want to see her in like a... cat suit, a bodysuit.
We can't get upset about silhouette because of Bianca Del Rio.
Bianca Del Rio was funny as fuck. So,
but wore the same dress the entire
season. Y'all are biased as hell over here.
I think when I look at it, I don't see plastic first and foremost. I see neon, like kind of like the neon way of her season.
Lean more neon.
Her face looks beautiful though.
I think she looks good. It's another one I'm like, I like it. I don't love it.
I think that the dress looks exactly like Valentina's promo look this season. Do you remember her dress? That's exactly what Valentina wore for her promo look this All-Star season. So.
And for our audio listeners, she's wearing a neon coat.
Neon hair.
And red plastic disc.
Yeah. Not a good color.
That was a great description. I loved
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Not a good color combination. Thank you. Very mustard and ketchup.
It was, the yellow was hurting my eyes. It was too much.
Yeah.
Valentina, she did kind of like a Miss Venezuela Barbie thing where she's got like a Miss Venezuela sash and a crown on. It was funny because Michelle read her.
Tried to goop her.
And she was like, I have a seat.
Dragged.
Now, when I first saw this, I was like, this is her snatch game. And I was like, she was Colombia. Mm-hmm. So I can see why. But Rue laughing the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you wear this before? She's like, no. And the crown, I've seen it. No.
I was rooting for Valentina in that part. I was like, sorry, Michelle.
Yeah. She's always coming for her.
You said this was your favorite.
I really liked it. And I haven't liked Valentina's looks this season. So don't comfort me.
You like this more than what she wore last week?
What was she wear last week?
The maroon with the red hair? The jumpsuit?
That was boring.
But that she was, wore that it
literally,
twice.
That literally looked like something Monet would wear.
Monet has worn it every color. But
Y'all said it.
You can Google it.
What did you say? Did you say you like this?
This was perfect because it's like plastic, Barbie, hello.
I didn't get it.
It was definitely her brand. I love the hair. Like,
I kind of wish if she was, I wasn't like yay or nay. I just wish that you could tell she was going for the Barbie thing. And then I'm like, well, then dress like, just like Barbie. Wear a Barbie outfit.
Right.
You know?
I didn't understand
why it was like, like a Miss Universe thing, but now a Barbie. Yeah. I was, that was
now,
like
if
a
she
would have
wore like a, like the pink latex, like iconic Barbie suit with the low glasses, I would have got it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, design it where, you know, with the arms would have disconnected. Yeah. Like a black or a darker line on the arm. I didn't get it, you know.
Can you help me when I'm packing for season 12?
I'll meet you in the black hole.
I thought the same thing. And I knew right away that she was Miss Columbia. I remembered that. But my thing was, why would you do it again? It's still, I get that it's not the same country. I'm not saying that I don't understand that Venezuela and Colombia are different countries. I'm just saying it's the same thing. It really is the same thing. You're putting on a sash and being a contestant from a Miss Universe pageant for another, for the second time you're competing in the same show.
So I could
like,
see why she
would come up with something new.
Right. I just thought it was like,
so did you like
it? Was like,
but yes! I liked it. Release the bees on Ollie.
Can I just say, have something nice to say about Valentina for once? She's gone. She got eliminated. No, but like, I like the metaphor of that. Like, Miss Universe is very fake, very plasticky. So I got that from that. So that's why I was here for it. And she looked
beautiful.
Well,
she could have just came as herself.
Y'all
the shade button.
Y'all
well, I'm going to say this. I take back everything I said. If Ollie likes it, I must be seeing it wrong.
Next up is Monet.
And I will accept that Ollie is right and I am wrong.
I love that we have different views. It's what makes this conversation so interesting, you know?
I love it. I'm sitting in the middle of all of it.
So. She's like... Oh.
So for Monet, she's got this like plastic nude illusion thing. And this is how you do a nude illusion, Latrice.
Ash gray tights.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Because you look at the panties darker. Yeah. She's wearing a darker brown panty for our audio listeners. And ash gray tights.
It's funny because I have that HKH TV and I didn't notice It was just better than, because Latrice's nude illusion put such a sour taste in my mouth for the rest of my life that I was oh, Monet, she's doing it
well,
right.
But here's the question. Is she doing nude illusion or is she just, she chose a fabric that was that color? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that she was necessarily trying to do
nude illusion.
I
would just say, you know, it's statuesque or, you know, has a silhouette.
Well, I'm referring to Latrice's thing. Because I don't know that she was trying to do nude illusion. I think that was just the colors that she chose. Like, I don't think that that's what she was trying to do.
That's all they
had in the bin. Yeah, right. Exactly.
The bin.
And sometimes you're working. You know! Sometimes you're working with what's in the bin. So she just been working with what was in the bin.
Now, Monet, her consistent runway has been this, and I've seen it since episode one, is the detail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She has time. Like, if you see this on the 4K, the shoulder pad is completely stoned.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from head to toe is completely stoned. No spots. The detail. So she had time. She was waiting for it.
This was another one that, like, Trinity, that I was like, I like it. I don't love it. But I will say this. I loved her makeup. I think that might be the best makeup she's done since she's been on the show.
Pink hair is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next was Monique. And she she had... I was not getting Josephine Baker from this
at all. Josephine Baker, too.
Baker, no,
I feel like the bananas were...
I got Chiquita Banana.
Yeah.
No, well, the bananas... Manila needed to, like, return them for her. She had most of the... Because they were missing on the back, and they were in Manila's basket at the top, in her ears.
Give
us the bananas, you know?
I wish she... Like, if she was going to do a Josephine Baker look, she's wearing this, like, plastic...
She's wearing the wrong
top
hair.
And plastic bottom with bananas taped to it. It's just, it doesn't look like Josephine Baker to me. It just looks like, the Banana Boat song.
But we all have our bad days.
Yeah.
I ran into the Brown Cow Stunning this past week, and she's really sweet. So I was like, hi, we talked shit about you. No, I'm just kidding. Well,
they usually know.
No, she wore a Brown Cow hat, so I'm glad that you
weren't
there.
Of course she did.
Well,
I know, right?
Yeah. I feel like her runways are getting a lot weaker as the competition progresses, and I feel like someone in the chat brought this up, maybe their runways, her and I like Monet's, but I feel like her runway brought maybe the decision why they didn't win Black Hole too as well, so that contributed to that, and I just very disappointed by Monique's looks this season. I feel like Monet's has stronger looks than Monique this season, so.
I actually thought that she might end up in the bottom because of the look.
Yeah.
Even though they did well in the challenge, this was so bad. Like, when she came around the corner, I was like, are you frigging kidding me?
She came around the corner.
It was just bad.
Someone
bad. I love that somebody was like, I like the finger wave hair. It's like, girl, you're stretching now when you're just complimenting the wig.
Yeah. The thing, I was disappointed because I actually do like her runways. I have liked her runways this season. And so this, to me, was a huge disappointment because I was expecting something. I was expecting something really, really cool. Yeah. And I got a plastic banana skirt.
Especially since she's such a crafty queen. Yeah. You know, she's able to turn out a dress like in like 10 minutes.
Somebody said exactly. In the chat room that they keep hearing noodle illusion.
Oh, noodle. Sometimes it's the noodle,
someday
too.
Someday I'm coming in here in my
from
noodle.
Tom
noodle illusion.
Woo! So Latrice and Trinity were the top two.
Rightfully deserved.
Little dick in the soup, though, because I felt Manila should have been with them.
Yeah, I would replace Trinity with Manila, personally.
No, I wouldn't. I thought they deserved it.
And part of me wondered, like, were they doing this to make Manila mad so, like, the next episode she's,
well, they
like...
were going to pin her against Latrice.
Yeah.
She just got back. But I felt bad for Latrice because she's like, okay, what are we doing now? It's time for my time to shine. You're going to be doing a group challenge. She's like, fuck. I just this is why I went home the first time. Not going to let it happen again. Mm.
So Latrice chose Valentina. Do you guys agree with her choice?
Yes.
She held back the team. She held back Naomi, and I felt bad. Like, see, she just didn't contribute
but
anything
this
episode.
She did say it. She said, you know, I didn't do anything. Make sure that we look sickening.
And that's surprising. You think Valentina, being very her ego, she would have taken over the challenge, or maybe. But Naomi had to do it, and you wouldn't think Naomi is, like, this, like, top. Yeah.
Valentina,
like,
is the girl who does nothing at the school project but puts her name on the movie, too. So I was like, girl, that really broke my heart.
Felt like she, when she was talking to both of them, I felt like in her head, she, I mean, we all know she lives in her own world, but I feel like she thought they're not going to send me home because of her relationship with them. And because in her head, she deserves to be in the finale. That being said, anybody, you know, it's like you can say that, but then you can't say that Latrice can't think the same thing. Because that was the issue before, was that Latrice is like, well, I've been around a long time. I deserve to be here. I shouldn't have gone home. Then you can't be mad. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Well, Valentina,
like, you can't be mad at Latrice for saying it and then be okay with Valentina going, yeah, well, I shouldn't be because I'm fabulous. Well, Latrice is fabulous. I'm sorry.
She eliminated herself, I think.
Yeah,
she
absolutely.
Did, she said, I didn't do anything. Yeah. Okay, we'll go.
Well, and even when she says, give me a reason to keep you, she just said, do what you think is best. And I think that when I heard that, I went, she thinks you're not going to send her home, so she's just telling you to do what you need
to do. Now, she's a great social player because she saved herself a few times.
Yeah.
But, you know, the third time really wasn't her charm. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out in her favor.
She wouldn't last on Survivor either.
So the lip sync was You Spin Me Round. And I'm sorry, but usually Latrice, if you know you're going up against Latrice, you have to do what Trinity did. Right? So you have to bring a gimmick because Latrice is going to slay a lip sync. I was laughing so hard at Trinity that I felt
like
she
didn't win.
That was stick in the soup to me because I'm like, I feel like she should have won because it was so funny.
I love Latrice. I love my Teresa girl, but she
also she should have lost for wearing those boots again.
She wore them again.
She wore those boots from the not nude illusion, noodle illusion.
But that says a lot about a queen who has to rely on a gimmick in order to defeat another queen.
But
you know what I mean?
Thank you, Stella.
I didn't like
Alaska
Trinity's at all.
Alaska did the same thing last year and won. She was blue for her finale look.
And y'all ate that up.
You know? So y'all are being some biased queens over here.
I was team Katya first and foremost for All Stars 2.
Katya is a gimmick queen, though. Like, I love Katya, but that's what she
more
does.
More than Alaska? Exactly. Oh my God, Skinny Heat, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We're backtracking.
So, I just didn't. Let's play it even feel when it comes to all 124 queens. like the Pokemon. It's.
No.
I don't know.
I didn't care for that.
I don't understand why she didn't win. It was funny.
Just don't think it matched the song. I think if it was a different song that it went with, it would have won. It didn't make sense. As soon as she came out, I get that she was trying to do something different and show a different side of Trinity, which is fine. And I encourage it, but it should have been done with, it didn't make sense for the song. It really, truly didn't. I mean, if you can explain it to me and justify it, I will take everything that I'm saying right now back, but you can't because it didn't fit the song. She didn't even like
Latrice in her 20-day-old.
At least she was in just in a dance costume and she just danced and she rolled. At least she rolled on the floor when they said you spin me right round. Like it made like it was, I'm not saying it was phenomenal, but it just didn't. It didn't work for me. That's just
Monet
my opinion.
Did it first with the floppy titties. Yeah. You know. Yeah. So yeah. I don't know. I just didn't care for it at all.
It was just I just felt like it was reaching.
I thought it was.
I think Rita Ora didn't like it. She was like cringing.
Yeah.
So.
Rita Ora just doesn't appreciate old lady boob humor.
Yeah.
So there.
But I will say this other also is like it's like for me it's just like that standard joke. Let's take off the robe and have saggy boobs. You know what I mean? Like I just you know what I mean? Like yeah. I'm not saying everybody does it, but I'm just saying
I
like
make that joke.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's just
like
it a few times.
It's kind of like that. I used to say when I started doing drag. I felt like every time I would go to drag shows before I started drag, drag queens would do something and pull out a dildo. And I remember starting to do drag and go, I will do drag, but I'm never bringing a dildo on stage. Like, it was just like, I was so tired of seeing it. And again, I'm not saying, you know, you just brought up one person who did something similar to that. We've seen stuff like this before. It's not new and creative. Had it been new and creative and fit the song, I would be all for it, 100% behind it. It just didn't make sense with the song. I just felt like she was reaching and trying to win the challenge, which is the point. You're trying to win the challenge. She reached into her bag of tricks and said, I'm going to try this and see if it works. Yeah. And
I think that Trinity was giving her season 9 like reference when she was doing the Charlie Heights.
Yeah.
The whole pointing and I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
Then she should have dressed as Charlie Heights. Like,
yeah, well, she
had
did.
She dressed as Charlie
Okay, guys, I'm so sorry. Funny. We are running out of time, so we're not going to be able to do our special mirror moment segment this week. But Mark will give us the fan of the week.
Oh my gosh. Catch me off guard. I got to get my glasses, and then I got to switch to the other thing. Okay. Fan of the week. Hold on.
Did you have a quote of the week?
I do have a quote of the week. Oh, okay. Let's do that first because that's right here. My quote of the week this week will go to Miss Monique, actually. And I didn't hear this until I watched it the second time. It was right after the opening when they all came in after the elimination and they were sitting around talking. Valentina says, well, that doesn't fit my fantasy. And Monique says, she could stay home and have the fantasy. I literally was like, okay, that's funny shit.
My quote of the week was when Michelle Visage was like, she called me Betsy Johnson.
Oh, yeah. That was cute, too. That was cute, too. All right, I'm just scrolling through because I want to read what he said. All right, fan of the week is going to go to, hold on, let me, okay, here, is going to go on Instagram.
Instagram.
I don't know if I'm saying this right, if it's a word or if it's broken into something and I'm saying this wrong. Looming Glass. Lumingglass. It's a James Brock. Messaged me and he said he loves our podcast the most because I love how everyone has a different opinion of the queens. It makes it so much more interesting.
Yes. We love Looming Glass.
Very nice. Very nice.
Release the bees.
So James. Release the bees on James in Alabama. He's in Alabama.
So we don't have any news and gossip, but what we do have for you, our news and gossip, is our breakdown of the Meet the Queens for season 11 that we are going to be doing in a separate podcast right after this. So you can go.
Yeah, bonus episode.
Yes. So you can go to the competitions and click
more
on
champagne.
That. And in like 5 minutes, see us break down the Meet the Queens. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in this week. We have a special guest next week.
Our special guest is, you might see his stuff on RuPaul's Drag Race. He is Manila Luzon's official designer, and his name is Ray Ortiz. So he will be in the Playhouse with us next week.
So if you want to know where to get a spaghetti dress, he will be able to tell you.
Yes, and he's a little hot, too.
He's so very
hot. I know, I was
maybe
like,
he'll bring us some pieces.
Okay.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you in like 5 minutes in the next room.
Yeah.
I'm 123 Jackie B. You can find me at 123 Jackie B on all platforms.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove.
And you can watch me flex it on the gram at Who is JLo Rocks? 2 X's, 3 if you nasty.
Hi guys, I'm Ollie Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. Bye!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.